It's Crazy Money Day. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with my money life from Crown. The Bible on Elvis Presley's nightstand the night that he died at Graceland recently sold at auction for $120,000. Sound crazy? Well, maybe not. Embossed with his name in gold, it contains many underlined passages. One in particular is in the book of Job, chapter 31, which basically says, "If I put my hope and confidence in gold, I've been unfaithful to God." It's idolatry. Now, as rich and famous as Elvis became, he likely recognized his need for the Lord. Supposedly, Elvis read his Bible before shows and unwound afterward by singing gospel songs. The Bible is full of financial principles that will instruct and encourage you to be a good steward. The more you read it and meditate on it, the more you'll understand and recognize the limitless power, love, and majesty of our Lord and Savior. The Bible is actually food for our soul. Isaiah 55:10-11 says, "As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." So read your Bible. Ask God to help you understand it. Then meditate on it and read it again. The more you read it, the more you'll realize that it's worth far more than an auction price of $120,000. Ignoring God's financial principles will lead to credit card debt. Christian credit counselors can help. They'll create a debt management plan specifically for you. For more information, visit online at crown.org/ccc. That's crown.org/ccc.